Time to get into the day's top business news here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb, starting with the latest retail sales data by Statistics South Africa. According to the February figures, South Africa's retail sales fell by 1.7% year on year in February. That's after shrinking by 2.3% in January. Retail and consumer products leader at EY, Derek Engelbrecht, joins us for this conversation. Welcome to Money Talk, Derek.
Thank you very much.
Talk us through these figures. What exactly do they mean?
So the Stats SA numbers, as they usually do, lags in real time about 4 to 8 weeks. So the numbers that you have just cited would be effectively for the February trading month. March has obviously come and gone. And I think what one needs to read in that is that the broader retail part of the economy continues to be under pressure. Obviously, the happenings of the last few weeks and months is not yet reflected in those numbers. And that obviously has some data points which points to further subdued growth into the near term.
Were these figures expected?
I do think they were largely within a range of expectations. I think the clever people that do the expectation setting the immediate path to go on. And I think those numbers, while very few people would be satisfied with them, I don't think that they came as a huge surprise either.
That said, what's expected going into the future where 2017 and retail sales are concerned, especially having highlighted the fact that recent developments do not bode well for the South African economy?
Yeah, I think the consumer has for the last 12 to 18 months been under increasing pressure. Really not the kind of environment where confidence is big and plentiful. And that clearly weighs heavily on how people plan and how people spend their money on a weekly, daily and a monthly basis. The data points in the last few weeks and months is going to probably erode that level of confidence even further, which will create an opportunity for the astute retailers, but they will have to be pretty smart in terms of the way that they promote retail activity in their stores for their brands.
Lastly, is there anything that can be done to boost retail sales figures and consumer confidence?
I think there are two things, and regrettably they are not new, but I'll state the obvious. I think confidence is a function of how far you can see into the future. Being able to see in the future is a function of job growth and of an economy that is firing on all cylinders. I don't think we've seen the positive data points from an economic perspective on employment for quite some time. And that would be the key catalyst to restore some of that confidence that Joe Public needs to engage enthusiastically in the retail space.
Thank you so much for your time. Retail and consumer products leader at EY, Derek Engelbrecht, here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb, talking us through the latest retail sales data.